This article's been doing the rounds on the MGTOW forums, and I found it hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. It's called Still Single in a Sea of Worthy Women and Charmless Men by MJ Angel. And judging by the picture, you can tell she's well into her 30s, caked in makeup, and desperately insecure about her future. So 700 people turn up at the Sydney Opera House for, I don't know, some Guinness World Record blind dating thing. And she says this: "One of the first things that struck me was the caliber of the women. Sydney is brimming with attractive women. Wow, they must be fucking amazing. They must spend so much time on their fucking faces, with their makeup, in the gyms. It must be really, really, really awesome to have a conversation with these people. I bet they know so much about applying makeup or dieting. Who gives a fuck? Anyway, as for the men, only a minority could compare. Some men turning up in shorts, caps and sneakers, looking like they got lost on their way to the skate park or footy match, not an event at the Opera House. My God, how dare they not dress up for these women? Look how much work these women have put into their appearance. Those fucking dickheads. How ungrateful, how fucking ungrateful they are. Cracks me up how she makes Sydney sound like an entire city full of men who just don't give a fuck. As participants gleefully took advantage of the free-flowing Dutch courage, I mingled among the eclectic group, chatting casually about the highs and lows of dating. The consensus came as no surprise. These people were not fucking eclectic, they were unmarriable 30-somethings. Fuck's sake. Anita, a 32-year-old South African native, enthusiastically expressed her impression of Australian men. I can't believe how lazy and apathetic they are. They seem to lack interest when it comes to approaching a woman and prefer to sit back and let us do all the work. I mean, you don't have anything positive to say about these men. Why would they want to deal with you at all? If all you can do is be like, well, this isn't good enough, you're just this, this, and this, negative, 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 blah, blah, blah. That makes you someone who always says something negative. Just meh, 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 shit coming out of your mouth, and no one really wants to hear that. Karen, a 36-year-old lawyer, I had similar sentiments, which I fucking bet she did. I kept meeting unavailable men. In the beginning, they were looking for a relationship, then 3 or 4 dates in, they changed their minds. It's frustrating. Yes, the only common thing here is you, Karen. It's not like these men were actually unavailable. It's just you are an insufferable prick, and nobody can be bothered to deal with you. You are not worth it. Tom, a 37-year-old chippy cradling 2 beers, explained, I love it. It's just such derogatory language. Hot chicks are everywhere. I don't really know what I want right now, so if they're interested, I'll let them come to me. Good plan. I agree. I didn't give a fuck. The more men I chatted to, the more that admitted they love playing the diverse and ample field, while others confessed not caring about meeting women when they go out, happy to sit around with their mates and let the women do the chasing. Look, right? I mean, the only example you've given is Tom, and he's not playing the diverse and ample field. He just doesn't care. You women are not worth the hassle to him. Do you understand? Anyway. Thankfully, this depressing barrage of confessionals was suspended as we were herded into the northern foyer for the main event. Of course, as luck would have it, my match was a no-show, and I was transported back to high school, the reject standing on her own at the Blue Light Disco. Why didn't you learn your lesson? Improve yourself as a person, and this won't happen to you. In a last-minute attempt to ensure the record was broken, I was coupled with Alan. Awkward doesn't come close to what would ensue. Yeah, I bet Alan was thinking, oh, fuck's sake. Of all the women here, I get paired with the most average one. Exchanging pleasantries, I hoped the hour would go quickly. Again, you're being a dick. You've only just met Alan. You don't know anything about him. You could try talking to him and finding out something about him, but you might just be a bitch about it. My confidence was soon shot when he blurted out he wasn't surprised I was single. between my wardrobe and my bitchy face. My bitchy face? She says. Yeah, you're attractive, but you just look like a bitch. Were his actual words. He had the temerity to say this. To a woman, of all people. She was obviously gobsmacked. I found Alan's insights interesting, considering he was a good half foot shorter than me and didn't have a single wisp of hair on his Mr. Sheened head. Well done for proving his point, you bitch. And the worst part about this, right, is that she is demonstrating a personality flaw. She is actively demonstrating that she is a bitch, right? Because what she's picked up on are things about Alan that he cannot change. He cannot change his height, and he cannot change his bald head. And yet, that's what she picks up on, because evidently, he didn't display any actual personality flaws other than being honest, which is clearly a personality flaw when you're talking to this woman. So, it's the lack of self-awareness is palpable. She goes on to say, "While I'm no supermodel, I'm not a toothless meth addict with a criminal conviction, the getaway is a good get." She goes on to then try and justify that she's not a minger. And apparently Alan tries to backpedal, but the damage was done. Like, he gives a fuck. The hour's up, my girlfriend and I made a beeline for the exit, and her bitchy face and dress skulked into the night. And then, because she was told that she obviously looked stuck up as well, because then you're a pair of stuck up bitches. And they contemplated surgery over another glass of wine, asking each other in earnest if there was something terribly wrong with us. There is something terribly wrong with you. There is something terribly wrong when two women who think that they are exceptionally attractive and have men tell them that they're attractive say, not interested in dating you. Just not interested. Now, but the thing is, you think it's to do with your looks. It's nothing. There is no surgery that can fix the problem you have, and that is with your personality. So anyway, obviously, she finds her fate's a sobering one, which I find unlikely with the amount of wine she probably drinks. She'll probably die alone, which I'm absolutely certain of. And she can now add Guinness World Record holder to her single status and epitaph. Well, I don't think she holds a record. I think she was just part of a record. But anyway, well done. You're going to die alone, and you cannot see that it is you that is the problem. The comments are, of course, a goldmine. You've got some absolutely brilliant ones, and you've got some phenomenally unself-aware ones. For example, you've got Shado here, who said, "What you have failed to realise is that men are tired of playing women's games. Those of us that are still interested think that in these enlightened times of equality, that perhaps it's time for you to woman up and make the first move. Those of us that feel the juice just isn't worth a squeeze have simply gone our own way." To which CW73 has thought about their response. "I think you've just proven the author's point about charmless men." Who gives a fuck? The charmlessness is not the men's problem. The women are the ones having trouble getting laid. So it's not their problem in any way. The guy's like, "I'll just come, let the women come to me. I don't need to express charm. Because these women are so fucking desperate, they will come and talk to me." Tom has posted a very insightful comment that's, "Join a club and try and meet people with similar interests to yourself. I'm not surprised you find it difficult to meet someone you might get along with at a singles function, when the only thing you're likely to have in common is that you're both single. From my experience, single sites are good for hooking up, and if things go well in the bedroom after a few months, you might start liking each other and take things further. Not ideal, but just an observation of society today." What Tom, I think, probably understands is that these women have no interest but herself. She is not interested in anything but herself. She contemplates her own bone structure. She gets drunk. She sits there and thinks that she's the best fucking thing ever. And, you know, she doesn't do anything. Or maybe she does fucking Tai Chi or something. Jesus fucking Christ. Bruce Goose steps up to Mangina and White Knight his way to glory. "I'm aghast. As a bloke, I cannot fathom how men can so blithely tell a woman to her face she has a bitchy face or looks stuck up. This dweeb must have been impotent and a misogynist. So it was all he had to offer." Yes, nice attempt at shaming this guy who just doesn't give a fuck. "On behalf of the men of Sydney, he'd like to apologise to all you gorgeous Sydney women for the complete lack of gentlemen out there. There's no excuse not to be civil and exhibit good manners. Okay, I wasn't civil about this Alan dweeb, but do I need to be? Yes, Bruce. Yes, you do. If you're expecting other people to be civil, you need to be civil too. You need to set the example you're trying to get everyone to conform to. ASD obviously thinks that they're trying to neg the writer, which did not come across to me at all. It didn't seem like he had any fucking interest in the writer. And, you know, Blake actually points all this out by saying, judging from the type of article and the attitude displayed, maybe she was being bitchy. Yeah, it seems that she was. Victorious Painter makes good points when he says, the belief that all Sydney women are so fabulously attractive and that only a minority of men can compare is an obviously ridiculous observation. Ladies, reality call. The caliber of the average woman is, you guessed it, average. That's it. No more, no less. So ladies, get off the pedestal, look in the mirror, and accept the reality that you're just average. Luckily, Smart Monkey has his sword and shield and leaps to the defense of women by trying to point out that the average height of men is greater than the average height of women. Right? It's just as feasible for the writer to purport that the average standard of women in Sydney is greater than the average standard of men. What Smart Monkey fails to fucking realize is that that doesn't matter. The only thing that matters to men is the average standard of women. And if the average could be quite high, but it is still the average, and so it will be treated as the average. It doesn't matter how it compares to men, you fucking retard. User Bo attempts to White Knight, but gets kind of caught out by his own observations of reality. Those blokes sound like complete idiots. Mind you, they are probably the leftover dregs. Those totally unable to find a date on their own, so turn up to an event where a blind date is guaranteed. You know, that makes them as bad as the women. The women did exactly that thing too. So what you are saying is the women are the leftover dregs. Literally, the leftover dregs, unable to find a date on their own, so they have to go to a blind date. Interesting thing to note though, in my group of mates, all in mid to late 30s, all in long-term relationships, not a single one of us is with an Aussie woman. We're all dated and married to foreigners. My personal experience of dating Aussie girls isn't a very positive one. He goes on at length, but the core of the argument is, why bother defending them at all? Your own personal experiences with Aussie women are bad, because they are a pain in the ass, a bunch of entitled bitches. I've got to say though, my personal experience with Aussie women is the opposite. I've actually found them really fucking cool and level-headed. So maybe the bitchy ones just aren't coming over to England. But the question remains, why bother defending them? Maths girl amused me greatly when she said, ignore that man, he's wrong, you're lovely and you deserve a better man. Does she? She sounds like she deserves a slap in the face. But thankfully Chris is well aware of this and he says, this is the very attitude that's caused a huge amount of single 30-something women in Australia. You go, girl. I applaud you, Chris. Masterful. But the best comment is by far Sandra, who shows us exactly why these women are going to die alone. She says, ugh, what a bunch of losers. Why do they even bother to turn up, these blokes? They're little boys who never grew up. I decided a while back they could all go hang themselves. I have a career, and I bought my own house in Sydney recently, which I'm well able to pay off on my part-time wage. If any bloke bothered, I'd be a catch. I do interesting things and I don't need supporting financially. But you know what? I don't need a man. Not one like these, anyway. He'd just slow me down. If there's one out there who's my equal, then maybe. I sound like a bitch, right? Well, I'm not actually, and I can cook, and I give great massages. Too bad, blokes. She then goes on to reply to her own comment by saying, by the way, correction, I'm not saying there are no good blokes. I know a ton of great blokes, and I'd have any one of them except they're taken. I dunno what it is. Is it the marrying that turns them into fully rounded humans, or did I just miss the boat back when they were available? I can't ever know, but I don't see any around for me, so I'm just getting on without one. Now I feel kind of bad for Sandra. She has been brainwashed by the feminists to be a man. She doesn't understand that what she does, she's amazing apparently, she's got a great job, she owns her own house, she's so great, she's trying to find a man who can keep up with it. Well, that's what men do. And so other men are like, oh right, you're competitive and you want to be the man of the house. Oh, well I'm not looking for that, I'm looking for a wife who doesn't want to be the man of the house and wants to be the woman of the house. And so Sandra, she's baffled. What is going on? You know, I was told that if I earned loads of fucking money and outcompeted the men, they'd all be flocking to me. Which is weird, because when you consider the women that men actually flock to, they're very demure, feminine, and they know how to take advantage of men, to be honest. But this woman is trying to outcompete them and defeat them. And that's absolutely not what men are attracted to. Don't get me wrong, there might be men in her office who love it when they manage to crush her at an account or something and just, you know, whip her ass. But maybe she's fucking amazing and they don't get to do that. And so they just think, oh, fuck it, she's just unbeatable. You know, maybe she's incredible at her job, but no man is attracted to that in any way. So on the off chance that there are women listening to this, right, seriously, pay attention. Pay attention to what men actually want and not what the feminists have persuaded you should have. Because these feminists are all old and they're going to die alone as well. And all you are doing by following their example or their suggestions is ensuring you end up just like them.